Everyone, this is Louis Vargas, and you're listening to Episode 7 of the Art Scene Podcast. This week's guest is Agne Christensen, owner and CEO of Room Art Gallery and Seek Fine Art. Based out of Mill Valley, California, Room Art Gallery was established in 2008 by Agne and features both Bay Area artists and major masters. More recently, Agne founded Seek Fine Art, a location-based search engine app for searching fine art by gallery, artist, or style. We'll get to hear Agne speak in more detail about these two projects and how they came to be. But first, I want to remind everyone to be sure to visit the website at artscenepc.com and follow us on iTunes and SoundCloud. Okay, here's our conversation.
Hi.
Hi, how's it going?
Good.
It's really nice to meet you. I'm really glad that you reached out to me. You're the first person, actually, since I started this podcast, who's reached out to me wanting to be interviewed, which is exciting for me because that's what I want. I want people to be excited about this.
Welcome to Room, and let's share what it's all about.
Thank you. So as most people do at first, I looked you up on Google, and one of the things I noticed was that we share a school that we formerly went to. So I saw that you at one point went to the San Francisco Art Institute.
Yep.
And I went to San Francisco Art Institute. I graduated just a couple of years ago, but when did you go?
I went, I think it was 2001.
2001?
I didn't graduate. I started the program and I dropped out just because I just moved here.
Mm-hmm.
And it was a lot to take in. Trying to figure out how to live in a foreign country, and it was just way too big of a load. And I wanted to take master's course, and it was a little too big of a bite to bite. And so I just did a year of my art search where I could land as an artist. I already was established enough back home, but I was very inaccessible. Not successful with that. And
it was the MFA program. Mm-hmm. And what specifically were you doing the MFA program in?
I want to paint.
Well, and I should ask, like, I guess not what led you to SFI, but I guess I would like to know where you're from. Let's start with that. And what led you to coming to San Francisco?
I am from Lithuania. I'm 100% Lithuanian. I don't know if there's such a thing, but I say I am. And I graduated, I got my bachelor's in fine arts back home, and I started my master's, and I decided maybe I'll do a little venture. And I looked into three schools, New York, Chicago Art Institute, and San Francisco Art Institute, and I decided to start with California. I came, I loved, of course, I researched about the school, I loved the program, I loved the campus, I loved everything about it. And like I said, it was like 6 weeks of like really pumped up, trying to figure out how it's going to be, and it just wasn't in my cards, which again, I don't regret at all.
Right. So you got something out of going to school there for the short period of time? Or?
Not really. I just kind of was really at peak.
Yeah.
I kind of always thought I might come back and do something later, but there's no way I can do. I have two kids and three businesses to run.
So then after you left the SFAI, how were you then still practicing and making art? Or
art was just like my thing. I did always, anytime. I have a sketchbook in my purse all times. And I did a couple shows. One was a solo show in San Francisco. I forgot the name. It's like this big barn. And but again, I knew I can't really focus. I didn't have a base here. I didn't have family, friends. It was just, I was just a new kid in this world of art, which it's not easy. So I went through all kinds of ventures. I actually worked all over the place, restaurants and everything. And art was always there, but I didn't really do as a career. And I decided to go back to arts when I became a mom. And I went to the MoMA at the time, and the guy said, if you recognize the painting, I will show it to you. Just go for free. And I said, sure. I almost got my master's. Show me anything.
Mm.
And it was the scariest thing that he showed me a piece of the artist. I actually wrote 11-page essay back home.
Mm-hmm.
but I forgot the name completely. And that freaked me out. I remember I was driving home thinking, I spent 6 years of my life studying this awesome thing mm-hmm. I'm in love with. And I don't even remember nothing.
Was that kind of like a wake-up mm-hmm. sort of like thing?
It was like a shock, and was like, oh, my God. I put that time for a reason. I love this thing. Mm-hmm. And like I said, I worked all kinds of odd jobs. I was nannying. I was like, receptionist, like all kinds of stuff. And then I was thinking, what's really going on? I was pretty, really happy and happy only around arts. So I signed up for this business program and decided I wasn't accepted to any galleries here because they wanted me to see where I showed before. And I'm just starting. I was a kid. I was like 23 years old. So when I was 30, I graduated that program with art. Well, my business was art gallery.
Where did you do this program at?
It's in Novato. It's a school where you go just 2 nights a week and just all you focus on the business plan and like finances and all that. So I graduated in this September 16 or something and opened the gallery right like 2 days after.
Wow.
Had everything planned out.
And so just right after you opened up this mm-hmm. gallery?
In wow. Serenfell. I started in Serenfell right now in Mill Valley.
Wow.
And it was the scariest thing. I was going through a divorce. I had a tiny little girl in my arms. And I'm like, this is what I'm going to do. And if I will die doing it, it's like, that's the ride I'm going to take.
Right.
It was amazing. Still here.
So the gallery we're talking about, of course, your gallery is called Room Art Gallery.
Mm-hmm.
Why did you decide that you wanted to open up a gallery? Like, how did you go from like making art and then one day deciding that this was the next step that you wanted to take?
I was really frustrated with the whole gallery thing in the States. It's not the gallery model I was used to. It was very inviting back home. People, I was scheduling shows all over the Europe. They were so wanting to know what I'm next to do or something. And here, everyone was very unfriendly. It's very uptight. It was really not cozy. I actually don't want to visit galleries. So I decided I'm going to open one that I will invite people. I will be so encouraging to them. I will guide them as being in the market. And the first gallery I opened, I actually had studio upstairs. So it was, for me, this concept of buying bread from the baker and the same art. It smells like art. I have paint all over me, and that's where you experience art the best.
Mm-hmm.
So that was the whole thing for me. And another thing, I'm the happiest when I'm staring at art. So it was like a perfect room to sit in. And I also have a little background in interior design. And my company was called Room Designs, and I was just so in love with the name. And that's why Room is Room.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Why Mill Valley? Because in the Bay Area, most of the big ones are like in San Francisco, and you were in San Francisco. You went to school there. So what made you want to open it up here?
Again, I think the village kid in me. I absolutely love the city for what it is, but for an hour or two at a time.
Mm-hmm.
I love when people can park their car
yeah.
easily and walk around and around the woods
yeah.
and experience art without being, oh my God, parking stuff. Like, so it's the whole thing to have this in the surroundings of the
yeah.
good, calm. And then I think I would not be able to work or live in the city
yeah.
whatsoever. I love this kind of community. Everyone is kind of calm and intelligent. We have conversation with everyone. I'm right next to coffee shop, so it's nice that when they walk in with a warm yeah. cup of coffee and
yeah.
tell their thoughts. This is just all it's about.
That's so interesting that your take on that, because everybody is like, especially now, is trying to flood to San Francisco because everybody wants to be part of that scene. But you went the opposite direction. You went
not me. I yeah. think artists also needs to be experienced very calmly. These mm-hmm. huge art shows full of people. I would never be comfortable seeing art for what it is.
Mm-hmm.
You kind of need the quietness to really feel it, those goosebumps or any kind of stir up thing. I'm happy here.
Mm-hmm.
And I think I love the artists. And main artists I show, they are very local.
Okay.
So they work in their little woods, and we show it in the woods.
So then, So then the next thing I wanted to ask you about was Seek Fine Art.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a website. I also saw you have an app version of your ride. So how did that formulate out of Room Gallery?
First, of course, I'm probably a crazy person because I already was busy with what I was doing. But I made this tool for myself, and it started just then as an app. I am gallerist, I am collector, and I love everything about art. If I travel, I need to see art. If I, any present anybody asks me about, I need art, art book, art, something art. So the problem was there was nothing there for me to travel and quickly, intuitively find art and kind of get to know art scene anywhere I go. So because I was so frustrated with that, I created for myself a guide that I could just have it in my pocket, download once and travel the world and know exactly what's the closest to me when I am somewhere. All of us, travel or not, we have limited time for everything. We employed or unemployed, it's time is still a thing for us. So I wanted to make sure that we will actually research before I even start the art tour with the Seek Fine Art. So by looking what's around you, you figure out which one is in your interest, and then you write, be guided by Google Maps or turn left, turn right. If you go to Istanbul, you really will not read the streets. And it's just so nice to be guided. I am olden days kind of person. I used to love maps and not anymore. I really want to be talked to and get there as soon as possible and know exactly where I'm coming to see. So, and as a gallerist also, I wanted my gallery to be accessible 24/7. I wanted somebody to see not what I have on the walls, but behind the walls, my inventory. And again, being so quick, not going to the website.
Mm-hmm.
I don't open even myself any of the email blasts from the galleries. I absolutely love.
Mm-hmm.
So the app, what it does, when you like the gallery as a profile, anytime gallery adds a piece or something, it notifies you as a text message with an image saying, there you go, this is the artist you liked, this is the gallery you liked, this is what they add. And it's a very nice, quick way to say, you know, I'm not interested.
Mm-hmm.
I'll look in deeper into it. And it's so nice also to just really have this guide not folded in a brochure type anymore and doesn't fit in your pocket usually ever. And you really don't know, except the names of the galleries, what they show and if it's your interest. So it's kind of nice to skip on things you're not so interested in. So that was the goal. And we are loved and we needed. And we're going to go crazy. We have a lot of plans. We want to do even VR tours that somebody walked into the gallery, saw it, and left and went to France. And they could just have the show, ability to see the show almost when they walk in.
Mm-hmm.
From far away. We also creating a button that you will be able to get not interrupted by gallery director. Just press the button and know all about the piece, medium, artist, bio, statement, and all that. Also, we creating a user's profile. For example, a lot of people asking which galleries I like worldwide. And I have it on my list, but I would like to make it public and people could just dig in.
Mm-hmm.
Or as weird as it sounds, like I'm thinking if people are dating, it will be kind of curious to see what they're like, what their art tastes like, and kind of dig in a little bit more because it says a lot about a person, what kind of collection they would prefer.
Mm-hmm.
Also, I really want to educate people what art is, what it is. Music is such a loud thing that you want to know, you kind of get a groove. And art is like really quiet and you really need to first understand it, but if you don't, you need to just really connect with it. And I just want to give the world of art to someone and for them to really understand and create their own style pattern or like, I don't know, I want people to guide themselves what works. I don't want anybody to say this is a trend or this is very valuable because art is what it does. It doesn't really go in any criteria or box. It rocks or not. So we just want to give it into people's hands to easily access everything. So Seek Fine Art, it's a free app. You can just download and really get to know art scene in a lot of towns. We're in 38 countries and We're growing every day.
And how does it work? Do you partner, you like call up like art galleries and you partner up and you try to get them listed onto the app?
No, actually I'm doing kind of starting profile myself. And okay. Then they will visually see how it looks. And if they want to change anything, they get in and do their own profile.
So you reach out to them and say, hey, I'll create a profile for you on the system.
Yeah, they're sending an email and stuff like that. We're just attacking now pretty much in California and learning all the loops. But in a way, we have profiles in Spain and all stuff. It's just kind of going little, by word of mouth. And everybody wants to be on it just because it makes sense.
Yeah. And do you envision this as something that of the future that could replace the way of, you know, traditionally, if you want to buy art, you got to actually go to the art gallery. You got to go down to like wherever it is in the city and walk down. Like, is this meant to kind of hopefully one day expedite that process? Like,
I think Seek for an Art will be all of it. I think main thing I wanted to have give it to you like yellow pages of the art of the world. And you kind of scroll through it and figure out what it is.
Mm-hmm.
I know there's so many apps and companies where you can sell and buy art and all this stuff. I still really approach meeting art. That's my, like, thing.
Yeah.
Meet the art. And, of course, the inquiry is there just to make it more easier on the client. If they saw the art, they walked away and they're like, oh, man, should have just went for it. So inquiry is there, but I really want people to experience art, and the fine art has to be seen, has to be smelled almost, has to be walked into.
Right.
So that's why gallery is my main focus, which I want to change this perception. A lot of people, we did statistics that they actually not a fan to go to the art galleries. They all usually rude. They look at you very judgmentally, and you just, if you buy, okay, come on over. If not, don't even step on this carpet. It's not your thing.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to try to make sure that the doors are open. It's a very friendly world, and it has to be seen. It has to be shared.
Mm-hmm.
It's amazing. So from little things, little people, teachers are, everybody has to be in this. So I just want to make sure that all the galleries understand what they have and how powerful it is and open the doors for a lot of stuff.
Yeah. So you're really trying to make a community.
I want people to go back and actually look at art a little bit more than just, oh, I like this tree or not. I want them to start feeling it, because that was my thing. I would not be a person I'm not if I will not paint or be surrounding myself with art. There is something, and I know I'm like a little bit more into art world because I went to school, and my parents kind of was artists, and I have a lot of friends who are artists. But I see a lot of my colleagues who are also, is Carlos, he doesn't have any art background, but he knows what I mean after you stare at it for a while.
Mm-hmm.
Again, it's such a quiet way to just get affected.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So the other, I just realized it right now, is like, you just finished telling me about how you don't like the city life. It's a little bit too busy for you, like the small town mentality of it. And which I understand, I'm from San Diego, and even downtown San Diego is not as busy as what San Francisco is, like, doesn't even compare. Like, and you mentioned, like, being able to park anywhere in downtown San Diego. It's exactly, you're able to do that.
Yeah.
But, you know, us being in the Bay Area, and now you're delving now into tech and, you know, the app world with Seek Fine Art, I would assume that you would at one point want to kind of embrace a little bit the San Francisco, like, techie downtown. Like
12 minutes away with my past car.
Yeah,
so
it's true.
It's,
yeah.
I'm plenty close, and I can see it from my window.
Yeah, yeah.
Back home. So I'm there where if I need to,
right,
and if I choose to be. But I like to have this real world, San Francisco and the whole this startup world. It's such a, I'm sorry to say all the startup people, but it is a little, it's a nice word to say. People not really on the ground.
Mm-hmm.
Any app or tech business is still a business.
Mm-hmm.
It has to have an idea, somebody who really knows and believes what the hell they're creating.
Mm-hmm.
And then it has to sell.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter where you're at. I know everybody's so pumped in the city doing startups, raising money and all this stuff. This company started by me. I don't have any tech background whatsoever. But little by little, with no borrowing money at all, I made the product, which worked funny, but it just kind of got the point across. And now we have a better product, and we in works to make it flawless. So you don't really need to be in it, because I'm afraid that a lot of people get in it and just get so pumped that they forget that you make a product for just people. So it's kind of nice to be away from that noise of startups and raising money and funds and just like all the stuff. All it is just a product who's done by people who I am a gallerist and the collector. I need this. It needs to be working a certain way. That's all. It's like any other business. So the tech part of it, yes, it's not my world, but I hire a good team and we move forward. It's kind of simple. I think it's just it's just really interesting culture in this generation, which unfortunately is really, I think people focusing on the wrong part of the thing. It's not the hype of something. It's a good business, and it's like any other business from 1920s. It has to have a base. It has to have a person who understands what they're doing, and then just from anywhere. Make it happen.
Do you still make art?
I didn't touch the brush for a year, but it will burst one day. It's one of those things, you are an artist, and I know it probably will take me like a year to really be free with it, and my hand would listen, my mind. But I am an artist. Everything I do, everything I say, I surround myself, like everything about it is arts. But I just get those sketches, I guess, right? And somewhere in the back of my mind.
Yeah, because I was gonna ask you if you still like were currently like working on stuff right now, like how you balance managing the gallery and having Seek Fine Art, and then at the same time being able to still have the time, you know, set aside time for yourself to still be creative, you know. And I know sometimes, you know, you probably heard like a lot of times what happens with artists is they become artists, but then what happens is they got bills to pay, they end up having a job, and then sometimes their art takes a backseat to their job or whatever project they're working on to make ends meet.
I know exactly what you're saying, but what is art? Art is creating. I'm looking at art every day. I create profiles myself. That's my favorite part of my business. And I feel like plenty of artists doing that. I'm involved in this amazing movement and network I'm creating. And just right now, this is my priority. It's like another baby I had who starts walking and talking. I might do, but it's priorities like everything else. I don't feel like I'm really away from the art as an artist. I always draw, even my business stuff. I have pens and charcoal and huge pieces of paper. And my back room is going to become like we will draw on the walls, because I like to draw things, even if it's tech stuff.
So you really see the, you know, this gallery and Seek Fine Art really an extension of your creativeness, really.
Exactly, because I think that's another thing what art gave it to me, which it's kind of funny combination being business person and artist, which is two minds of crazy. And I'm not perfect in both of them, but I think art, I'm so grateful, gave me this creative craziness, which I can't even stop myself sometimes. But I think that's how your mind works. Thank God I have a little bit of business sense into it. And anyway, art is creation of whatever that is.
What is your ultimate goal, I think? You know, like, where do you see the gallery? Where do you see Seek Fine Art like 10 years from now?
So room is like my baby. This is where I started, and it makes me to come here. It's like my sanctuary. It's my temple. I love the artists. They're kind of my friends almost. I love the art. I choose myself. I hang the gallery myself. There's no installer. This whole thing I love, and it's just like almost my little thing. And that's where the Seek Fine Art, of course, were born. And so Seek Fine Art is my like security blanket or something. And I'm going to move those upcoming artists up and make sure they are taken care of. And Seek Fine Art is going to be, and it almost is, the largest art network in the world, where you really can download one app and never delete it, because anywhere you will travel, and if you're interested in art scene. And again, we did stats that people who know art or don't know art, they go to the museum pretty much, like all of them. And we have the listings of the major museums and the galleries around them. So I want people to appreciate that I've, anyway, to have every single gallery out there in the world.
Do you see yourself as part of the Bay Area art community, or do you see yourself like in a bigger, like global like art community? Like, cause it seems like, cause you're not, it's become very obvious. You're not just focused on the Bay Area. You're focused like on everywhere. And I mean, you said you're starting with California as kind of like your, but you're hopefully like, hoping to expand everywhere.
Again, saying it has to be global. People like us who travel, mm-hmm. I need to know, you know, it's easier to actually research the galleries in California or research the gallery nationwide. Mm-hmm. But when you dig into like Japan or something, where I go with that? And Google is like amazing search engine, but it really will not give you quick and awesome access that you will be enjoying scrolling when you're waiting for your plane. Mm-hmm. So it has to be global. You want to have it all in one. And I really want them all being on the platform. Mm-hmm. Because it's interesting, even I am pretty picky with stuff I love and I own. But I'm so surprised always when I see something somewhere in the corner, something tiny or something huge and weird from upcoming artists I never heard. And I want people to have these doors open by Seek Fine Art, mm-hmm. and capturing, finding what they all about. So that's the goal. No doors.
It's funny you mentioned that, because one of the people I've interviewed, her name's Emily Reynolds, and she co-owns with three other people a Bassett Rayner Gallery, and it's in the Minnesota Street Project in San Francisco. And we kind of touched on this a little bit, me and her, and she mentioned something about what she didn't understand was why the LA art scene had to be separate from the San Francisco art scene. And why just the West Coast art scene had to be so different from the East Coast art scene. Like, why there wasn't any cross-pollination between the different communities and the different parts of the country. That, you know, instead of just being, you know, like, I'm from San Francisco and I make San Francisco art that's only of San Francisco. Like, why is it not, like, why is it such a bad thing that San Francisco, you know, art influences LA art, and you start to see, like, a mixture of it?
I actually don't really want to focus on that. I think it's nice to have like whatever worlds, and art is just organically does whatever it does.
Right.
All I care is really don't have boundaries. Like, you can walk into the gallery.
Right.
Okay, I am 3 a.m. I feel like I want to see some art. Mm-hmm. And you have these doors kind of open, having an app, or you go to our web browser. So, it's really, I don't see it's a problem. It's kind of one of those things, like music and everything else. We have our pots, you could say, and whatever. It's interesting, this art world. And I appreciate with all that, whatever that is. If they cross-pollinate, it's great. If not, it's like, I want people to not look at art and try to dig in with judgment in any kind of way. Why is this? Why is not that? I think let's just look at it in those layers and try to figure out what it does and understand who we are. That's all I want from art, because this is, I think that's, they just hanging there to get us going.
Yeah. So you, it seems that you, I wouldn't say you haven't abandoned a career as an artist. You are, your career as an artist is this gallery. Seek Fine Art.
This is a big word.
Yeah.
I will paint.
Okay.
I have to paint.
Right.
It's birth sometimes. And again, I have my studio. Mm-hmm. It's all set up. Full of canvases. I have all paint. Everything's set up. So I am not actually even stressing about it. All I have is mental journal, sometimes actually actual journal of sketches and stuff. It's kind of happening inside of me as a person, as an artist. Mm-hmm. So I'm not really sweating about it. I actually love the ride. And I, more and more I'm into the thing I'm creating with Seek Fine Art. It's kind of even myself as an artist or a curator and collector. I'm expanding my horizons. I see stuff differently. I learn. I get inspired. It's just so cool. And I can't wait, actually, for a product one of those days. But I'm not sweating about it. Mm-hmm. It's there. It's not going to leave. I'm an artist. I started painting when I was 5 years old, and I draw every day. A small thing, a big thing, whatever that is.
Yeah.
It's I don't want to use the word abandonment, because it's really... it's a different way of creating stuff, what I really love.
So, and if the opportunity arises where you're painting again, you're showing work again, do you still want to have a career, like a career as an artist? Like, would that be running parallel with the running of the gallery and Seek Fine Art? Or do you prefer, you know, really like Seek Fine Art and Room Art Gallery is like really what you really want to focus on?
There's no such a thing. Art for me is my best friend. I'm not going to make it a career, or like, I'm not going to milk it in any kind of way. I don't, if I show my work, it's great. If I don't, it's great. It's like, I'm just so lucky having that skill to express myself.
Yeah.
But it's not my focus at all. Mm-hmm. And if I will create art, I don't know. I need to think about it, but it's not like it's not really my goal in any kind of way.
Yeah.
It's just the best way to talk with my own self or something. I know it sounds really weird, but it's one of my best friends. I can paint and it's like my little codes with nobody understands except me, and I can stare at it and I understand myself a little bit better, world a little bit better, relationships a little bit better, just whole life a little bit better. That's I've been using since I started drawing and painting and all that stuff. And I showed, but again, why I even did art, or I've been surrounded by art, is just all because it's like water. Mm-hmm. I need to have it to exist. I need that stimulation, I think. I'm so cozy being in it. So career is like, I don't know if I even want to think about it. But yes, I'm going to paint, and this is what I'm going to do. And I love creating Seek Fine Art. It's like my awesome ride. I love this thing. I'm so, so happy and proud to be a founder of this. It's really opened my own eyes, which I thought I know so much. I can talk about mediums and all this stuff, and now I'm realizing there's so much more, and there's a whole world of stuff I never even realized. So Seek Fine Art is, anyway, we'll change the world.
Well, let me ask this, because I think this is an interesting thing to talk about, and I'm always interested in seeing how this is done. But I guess behind the scenes, what is like the daily operation of running Room Art Gallery?
So I come as a gallerist pretty much every day, mm-hmm. and I'm here from Monday through Friday, and I do some gallery stuff, but I have a gallery assistant, which does mostly greetings and emails and all that stuff. But I'm mainly focusing on Seek Fine Art right now, and that includes phone calls, follow-ups. I actually create profiles, because that's my juice for the day. And just creating so many contacts with so many people.
Right.
And,
so your staff is definitely separate here from the staff that you have running Seek Fine Art.
Nope. We all here from gallery, because I want people to understand what art business is all about, what gallery business is all about, what clients actually need.
Yeah.
Ask questions. They all download the app when they come in, and I love to hear what they think. So that's how it's nice to have a product or business you're actually in.
Mm-hmm.
Daily things, simple things you never would think. There's so many apps created by some kind of tech guy, which is great because it is a tech company. And
well, you must have had a tech person help you.
Oh my God! Of course, the whole world is not my thing. Yeah, I don't even know how to do one coding.
Did you have a staff of tech people that help you manage it, or?
I had a company who helped me with that.
Okay.
Yeah, I had a product manager who just kind of handled it all. I just drew for them,
mm-hmm.
not wrote any things. I drew like the whiteboard in the office on Sutter Street was filled with sketches.
Yeah.
How to look, how the flow would go.
Yeah.
And all stuff. And I love to make this product so accessible. That's why tech part is one of those things. But it's still all love and roots has to be from the real dirt.
Yeah.
Which is art and the smell of it.
Yeah. And so so they created the app. Did they kind of just hand it over to you and taught you how to use it, how to run it, and then now you kind of manage it, or they still help you manage?
I started all, like I said, it was Drew, like I draw everything.
But like, let's say something
every day.
But like, let's say something breaks down right now. Let's say something is glitchy with the, who do you call?
You have call the developer.
So you also, okay, so there's mm-hmm. still a...
And again, some drawing notes or some written notes, and we get on it as quick as possible.
Wow. Cool. I bet it must have probably taught you a lot about tech. That, I mean, I definitely starting this podcast, I've learned more about how to work computers and social media a lot more than I ever thought I would in my
Which
life.
I think is good for us.
Sure.
It's, you know, it's one of the parts I know I will never be good at. I don't even tap into. It's just nice to find the team you enjoy to work with.
Yeah.
They understand your vision. They understand how you talk, because I am Lithuanian. It's not easiest. And now actually my developers are from Lithuania. So it's kind of nice to have people. Of course, the time difference is not the picnic, but
yeah,
it's really important for any product or anything you do to have an awesome team and people who understand what the hell you're here for. And it's been 3 awesome years, but you kind of need to,
surround
yourself with the right people.
Yeah, for sure. So what big things are coming up with Remark Gallery and Seek Fine Art, like any shows coming up or any big events or projects that you plan on?
Remark Gallery's always had the same kind of flow. We have the solo show for the artists, we spotlight it and all stuff, but we're thinking to change it and make it like a little bit more salon look.
Okay.
That we will give the client when they come in a variety of stuff. And if they would like certain artists, we can show them again with Seek Fine Art and the larger inventory of that art that they're interested in. So that will start in September. But another project I'm thinking to start, and I don't know if I could just manage it all, but I would like to have a Seek Fine Art Gallery. Mm. And what that would mean, I would like to invite galleries from all over the world to show their works, to have a full show of like artists in Tokyo, or gallery will bring the inventory here, and to expose themselves a little bit to in California and San Francisco and all that.
Yeah.
So that's kind of in plans, but I don't know when that's going to happen, but I think that would be great. And then I think app has a lot of new things in works, so I just can't wait for them to just be done and happening.
Yeah.
But yeah.
That should be interesting, Seek Fine Art Gallery. I think so.
Actually, myself, I'm really curious. And a lot of galleries actually contacting us to just really, they want to expand their clientele. They want to show the art, and it's kind of will make total sense with art being brought to clients through the tool like Seek Fine Art. So again, I'm really busy right now. So we will figure out how to make that work, because a lot of people want to share some stuff.
So you mentioned your mother. How do you balance your life, your private life, and, I mean, running basically two businesses?
I don't know. I really don't know, but I do, and I don't have a babysitter.
Yeah.
So it's kind of nuts, but yes, I started Seek Fine Art, and I found out I'm pregnant. And I was like shocked. I was like, how am I going to do this now with 2 little ones?
Yeah.
But I think my ladies, of course, one thing is mine. They're meant to be mine.
Yeah.
They're the amazing souls. They're great people. So I have a 9-year-old and 2-year-old right now. And in a way, I'm so grateful that they actually can pull me out of business side and make me mom, which is such a cool and calm and loving part of my day.
Yeah. It's a nice escape sometimes from being
because I probably will sit here until 4 a.m. and I don't know if I will even see stuff or feel stuff. But it's nice in the morning to make my kids a pancake and let them go to school. And they both are full-time at school. they go from 8 to 6 somewhere and grade people and learn a lot of good stuff. And then I pick them up, not today, my husband did, and, you know, put them to bed and read them a story. And then I can work a little bit more. So I'm just grateful that I have them just because it's really a nice break. And yes, I lose my mind sometimes.
Yeah.
It is a lot.
Yeah, yeah. For sure. Yeah, but you wouldn't be a human being if that wasn't the case.
Yes, and I think, again, it's one of those balances I think we all need, and I'm forced to take it, which, again, thank you. Yeah, and, yeah, if you would meet those girls, you would drop stuff for them, too. So it's, I'm really lucky. Yeah.
Well, thank you very much for coming on my podcast. I really enjoyed talking to you. And you have a very different perspective on art making, you know, running a gallery. I think it's good to see hear different perspectives and see that not everybody who's in art and who has a career in the arts doesn't all think the same way, that everyone has a different perspective that they bring to the business, really, to the art business.
Yeah, sometimes it's hard for me being just in the art world, or always been hard. Mm-hmm. People kind of go interesting ways, which is so beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, it's all I'm really here for. Art is there and it's made and it needs to be shared and seen. And I want everyone to meet as many of those things as possible. And I'm going to make it happen. It's cool. Already there, so you just need to download SeekForAnArt.com.
Right, yeah. Well, great.
Yeah.
Well, thank you very much.
So welcome. Yeah. It's great.
Yeah. All right, everyone. That's it for this week. To learn more about past, present, and future shows at Room Art Gallery, visit RoomArtGallery.com. Please be sure to check out SeekForAnArt at SeekForAnArt.com and learn about what else the app can do for you. Lastly, be sure to follow the Art Scene Podcast on Instagram and Twitter at ArtScenePC. Okay, till next time. Thank you.